And Love Belly does a really nice version of it, and it went on from there. So, yeah, tonight so this we week. Are...
Oh.
Good? Good. Tonight we are doing...
Don't tell anybody. You don't have to mention
it.
Do you all know what a garden gnome is? You all know garden gnome? Okay. This song kind of postulates that perhaps the little gnome in your garden is not a little garden gnome anymore, but he's actually a creature from out of one of your nightmares, and he's out to devour you. So, yeah, something like that. So, the song suggests that while you're not looking, that might have turned into something else, and you may not last the night. So that's what we're singing about this evening. Do you remember how it goes? Not me neither. Look out your window at your garden over there. Examine it closely if you will. I double dare you. You have an uninvited guest here at your home. That ain't no garden, no. He stands unmoving on the soft and fertile ground. But then the minute that you turn your head around, he turns his neck so he can see if you're alone. That ain't no garden gnome. That ain't no garden gnome. He's got claws upon his hands and he has 10 tails. He's gonna turn you into spots of blood and trails. You'll be alive within an Edgar Allan Poe. He's gonna wait until you're standing in the grass, and then he'll reach right up and bite you in the ankle. And he's so naughty that'll gnaw you to the bone. That ain't no garden gnome. That ain't no garden gnome. He comes from deep within your deepest nightmare, and he's found a way to haunt your presence right here. You can't escape his grasp on that naughty awful. His belly moans, he hasn't had enough to eat. He likes his scones and his merry shows, but even more his human meat. You'll take your dying breath, and you might be heard to moan that word, no God, no. That word, no God, no.
Thank you.